803-0550 to join us this morning, 888-550-2550. And we are going to the Wester Hotline, and our Sal Capaccio is joining us, brought to you by Outlet Liquor for the lowest everyday prices across the state. Shop Outlet Liquor. All right, Sal, you got to pick my spirits up, man. I'm depressed. Give us your whole give us your thought process on the last 7 hours.
Well, first of all, surprising. I never really thought the Bills would be a team that would be interested in Antonio Brown, just knowing what kind of player they're looking for, you know, to fit in, how they're trying to, you know, get this rebuild where it is. I just did not think that that was going to happen. You know, I think, like everybody, just as surprised. But as things have come out, I just tweeted, guys, just so you know, what I've learned this morning is that the team's engaged in trade talks earlier this week. That's when that started. Not at the combine, was after that. They moved fast. They were positive, and ultimately things didn't work out for whatever reason that is. And it can always be a lot of things. It could be compensation, money, fit, whatever. You know, I mean, all these reports about, you know, he doesn't want to come to Buffalo, that's, you know, that's speculation, and it could be true. I don't know. And if it is, then, you know, that's got to, who knows? You can't remember the team, from my understanding, I don't know this for sure, you know, the Steelers never gave permission for any team to discuss you know, anything with Antonio Brown. So the Bills can't talk to him. You know what I mean? So, you know, it seems like here what happened to me, my speculation is that when Ian Rappaport made his report, he's getting that from the side that's mostly motivated to get this done and, you know, move on. And that would be the Steelers side of things. And ultimately things didn't work out.
You mentioned off the top the surprise factor. Why do you think they went after this trade?
I think they're ready. They're ready to win. They want to win, and they really believe that they need to help their young quarterback, and this would be the ultimate way to help their young quarterback. Go get arguably the best wide receiver in the game. I think there are a lot of signs have been pointing towards wide receiver, offensive line, skill position, protection. What they're going to do? They have money. And remember when I came back from the combine, I said one thing that really, I think it was the morning that I was on with you really early, and I said, you know, the one thing that struck me talking with Sean McDermott is I sense that they're really like in a good spot with what they think they can do here, and they're gonna, I'm not gonna say necessarily use the word aggressive, but I do think they're gonna do what they have to do and try to do to rebuild this offense as quickly as possible.
The discussion about the room and the fit and behavior and all this stuff, is this the Bills changing their philosophy? How would that have all fit in if they were able to pull the deal off?
Well, you have to be comfortable with the player. Look, if there's one thing that everybody says about Antonio Brown, it's that he loves football and he wants to play. Now, I've said I think that he's regarded as a selfish player around the league, and I think that's the biggest reason why I don't think the Bills would want to bring him in. You know, but I don't know. You have to – look, there's always a sliding scale, right? I mean, when you want to win, you have to win. I think you figure out a way to sacrifice some things and say – hey, you know, what can we do? How can we integrate this player? How do we have the right people in our room? And, you know, I mean, it is surprising to me. I didn't think he necessarily would be that type of player. But look, if you do your due diligence, if you're Brandon Bean, you're Sean McDermott, you talk with people around the league, and if you find out that you think that you can bring him in there and you can, you know, work with him in a certain way that he's going to be a part of your team and not cause a distraction – if you feel comfortable about it and he's a good enough player, then you're going to do that.
Yeah, I assume the Bills would have had discussions, Sal, and in whatever way, shape, or form, quote-unquote, would have felt comfortable with the fit, that they would have worked. They weren't worried, I guess, as much about the young quarterback. Would Antonio Brown cause problems? He would have been the leader in the receiver room. You know, the whole discussion about McDermott wants a veteran presence, a leader in each of the position group rooms. They would have been counting on this guy to be the leader in the receiving room.
That's right. I mean, they remember what Sean McDermott said, that he wants, you know, one leader, as said, like, yeah, in each room. He wants a veteran presence, and they don't have that right now. They have basically a lot of young pups in that wide receiver room, right? They don't have anybody. Deontay Thompson was the big leader. He's a free agent, and, you know, other than that, they have guys in their second year, rookie year, things like that. So, you know, like I said, you have to be comfortable on your own level, and I think that wanting to win and, you know, having some pressure internally, externally, whatever it is, always kind of changes your thought process a little bit. And if you feel like you have the right people, then you're going to go out and do it. I'm still surprised. I think, here, look, I think in a lot of ways, Bills fans should be super encouraged, right? Because here's a team that I think a lot of us never really felt that they would do something like this.
Yep.
But they did. I mean, they did. They were talking. They were going down the path of looking to trade for Antonio Brown. For ultimately, it didn't work out, but this happened. And you should be really encouraged. At the same time, it's another one of those, well, do we believe that he didn't want to come to Buffalo and now I'm upset because here we go again?
Yeah.
It's the woe is us. Nobody wants to come here. We have this reputation for whatever reason, the city, losing, whatever it is. And so I think there's a lot of mixed emotions today that Bills fans should rightly be going through.
That's the part for me that's depressing. I was excited that they were talking to the Steelers. I was pumped about the idea of this player coming here. And it isn't as much about he doesn't want to be here at the city. To me, it's about, well, this is a franchise that hasn't really done much in 20 years. It's been one of the worst franchises in the National Football League. It's not an exciting offense. It's been a bad passing offense for a long time. And to me, Sal, I always thought, well, you know, money can change anybody's mind, but this guy doesn't want to come here, and that's the depressing part. Like, ah, crap. You know, I mean, how do you get really good difference-making players? Well, you're going to have to overspend in free agency or draft somebody.
I think we've known that for a while, and it's a reality that a lot of us, you know, don't love to necessarily admit and say absolutely that's the case, but I think we all know that's the case. And they're gonna do what they have to do. Now, it does kind of change my thought process a little bit on where they might go in free agency. Now I'm thinking, okay, Now what do you do to who do you go out and you make sure you get a Tyrell Williams if that's the number one guy? Do they call the Bengals about AJ Green? Do they call the Falcons about Julio Jones? Do they call the Giants about Odell, as you guys said? Like, all of these things now start to be on the table, I think, when you think about what the Bills could possibly be doing here over the next few weeks.
You stole my next question. Although now Bean did say, I suppose it doesn't necessarily mean, he said our focus now turns to free agency. I guess he could still be working on a trade for a receiver, but I was curious about that. Does it put more pressure on Brandon Bean to try and make a strike in free agency with receivers where people are talking about not the greatest group, and yet, you know, speculation on Tyrell Williams the other day was he could make like $12 million a year on the open market.
Yeah, I mean, look, you may look and say, okay, here's the compensation for Antonio Brown, which, by the way, I still wonder what would that look like, right? What would that compensation look like? And like I said, I think from what I was told, there's a lot of reasons, and compensation's always something that, you know, could be one of the reasons why that ultimately doesn't, you know, go down. So then you have to say, all right, what's the compensation for him? It's going to be less for an AJ Green, let's say, right? But is it still even though it's less, he's not the player Antonio Brown is. So, you know, you could still make the deal, but you might just feel like that the compensation might be less, but it's still not worth it to do that. So I think all options, what happened for me over the last, I don't know, 12 hours, I guess now, less than that, is a lot of things opened up for what the Bills might do and possibilities that you have to start thinking about scenarios and how things can happen. Things move fast this time of year. Teams start saying, oh, okay, well, wait a minute. We were going to do this in free agency. It's not going to work out now. Maybe we can make a trade here. And that's not to the Bills. That's everybody. So I think what the last 12 hours or so has done for me is suddenly put a lot of things on the table that might not already have otherwise been there.
Where do you think, you know, we've been talking about this, Sal, and by the way, Sal's done a fantastic job leading up to free agency with articles on all the different positions and top five guys that might be of interest or available to the Bills. They're all at WGR550.com. In addition to receivers, Sal, where do you think the Bills will be aggressive when the contact period opens up on Monday?
Well, I think they're going to be aggressive in the offensive line. And I don't rule out them being aggressive and still, looking to draft offensive linemen. But I do think that that's an area that they're trying to shore up. I think that's an area that they really believe that they need to fix. And there are some guys out there, as we know. And as, you know, I pointed out on Twitter, Benjamin Albright was on a radio station in Denver, and he said that the Bills were, he heard, a team that's very interested in Matt Paradis. And I don't doubt that. I mean, it could very well be true. I very much think they're going to be interested in Darrell Williams with the Carolina connection. So I think the most aggressive area is going to be offensive line. Maybe, you know what this makes me think of, Howard, is maybe they gauged the landscape of the wide receivers and said, look, I'm not paying $12 million for Tyrell Williams. Yep. I'm not going to go out and get Golden Tate. You know, if I'm going to do anything, I'd rather spend a high asset I have, a good asset, than the money to get Antonio Brown, and then I can focus my free agent dollars on offensive line. I mean, that might be what the thinking was here in the philosophy going in. So I think offensive line is still an area that, you know, they're going to target. And, you know, I think they need some depth around the defense, but I think that's number one focus here in free agency. I might be wide receiver now after all this, though. Who knows?
No, it's funny. I had the same thought. We were talking about this yesterday, Sal. I had the same thought. As you see the money, the numbers that are being kicked around for wide receivers. Now, look, the Steelers re-signed Marquise Pouncey yesterday for $11 million. So I'm going to guess, you know, Paradis is looking for something around that. We've talked about tight ends. Nick Boyle got $6 million a year. So you're seeing some of those numbers out there, but specifically with the receivers, I thought the same thing. I don't know that they'd be willing to give out a $10 million plus contract, but I feel like they would do that if they found a starting center or a starting right tackle.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're looking probably at that. You know, looking at the numbers that Pouncey got, you're probably looking at about $11 million or so for Matt Paradis. And that's always what I figured he'd be around 10. I think now it umps it maybe even a 10 and a half, 11. Is he going to want to ask? If I'm his agent, I'm saying, all right, give me 11.2, 11.3. I want to be the highest paid center in the league. That's what I earned through free agency to be at this level. So, you know, are you willing to go that high? You know, Brandon Bean talked about having guys that they slot in and values that they have for them. And, you know, you have to stay true to your value. You can't go so over the top, you know, because you have to have that guy. Do they value a Matt Paradis, let's say, at that money? Or do they say, well, we can get Mitch Morse for maybe less, you know, from Kansas City, something like that. So I do think they're going to be, you know, aggressive in the free agent offensive line market. But I do wonder how high is too high for some of these guys looking at the numbers coming in.
Let me get a call in here. We have Sal on our Western hotline. Larry in Cheektowaga, you're on WGR with Sal. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I woke up this morning and I heard about Antonio Brown coming here, and I was excited. I'm thinking, here's a great receiver. And like you, Howard, I think it really affected our draft. It affected free agents. We would have been much better off. Having said that, I'm thinking, you know, why are they reporting this stuff? It's another kick in the gut to Buffalo fans and our city in general. I'm thinking, I like Dean. I think that he's aggressive, and I think what he did was right. My only question is, why does this stuff leak out to Buffalo, get us all excited, and then it's like a kick in the gut?
I'll tell you again. I think it's to me, being in this business and understanding how things work, I'm pretty sure what happened here, and that is that Ian Rappaport got his information from the other side, not from the Bills side, and because the Steelers want to move this player, and they have, and once you put that out there, now the pressure becomes on maybe the Bills to get this done once you get to a certain point. So that's what I believe happened here, just knowing how things go down, which is the Steelers are motivated. They said, we're going to have this done by Friday, and he probably got it from somebody within the Steelers organization who wanted to have it out there that they were moving fast and wanted to get it done.
Yeah, I would think, right? Sal, if you're the Bills, you don't leak this out until you actually have heard from Antonio Brown and or the agent that, yep, he's coming, or if it needs a new contract, you've got the contract details worked out. You would absolutely not want this out if you're the Bills.
That's right. And I don't knowing the way this regime has been since they got here, there's not much that gets out, you know, with the Bills until things are said and done and final. You know, I mean, this is an organization. Let's remember, when Kyle Williams retired, it was the organization that kind of put it out. Kyle even trusted them to do that. You know what I mean? It wasn't even him making the announcement or saying that. You know, I think that this is a regime that's very buttoned up in that regard compared to other people we've had in this organization, you know, who have had, you know, loose lips and things have been leaked out. But I do think in this regard, it seems like to me, the initial reports were coming from the Steelers side of things, most likely. That's how it started last night, because they were very motivated, and they still are, to try and move this player.
All right, Sal, thanks. And hey, next week, stay near your phone.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you're going to be gone. Don't worry. I'll be there. Jeremy and I will take care of
things. It's okay. I follow you on Twitter, so I'll be up on everything.
Yeah, thanks. All right. You know how to text me, Howard.
Thank you, Sal. Have a nice weekend.
Okay. Okay, guys.